Here's a thought I'll title, Consuming with Repetition. I don't know about you, but when I view artwork, whether it's music or a novel or a painting or a photograph, when I view it for the first time, it almost never sticks. That is to say, I don't find I can remember its details. I don't own it in my mind's eye, in my memory. That almost always needs some form of repetition, either repeating several times right away in a few days or so, or perhaps several times or a dozen times over a year or so. This is probably best illustrated, I think, with music. Music can be lovely. We can enjoy it. It can really connect with us. We like the vibe of the music in its entirety. But to be able to hear it in your mind's eye so that you can predict what the next notes in the song are going to be, or what the next verse in the lyric is going to be, that kind of owning of a piece of music takes place over time. I have no idea if this says something about me, or if it says something about art, or if it says something about memory, or if it says something that's a bit more universal. But I've observed this about myself for a number of years now, and there's a couple of interesting thoughts about it. First is that I find with music, it's usually necessary to hear it a dozen or so times, and usually over an intense period of time, maybe a couple of weeks or a month, and I'll get fixated on a piece of music and just play it over and over and over again until it is ingrained in my brain patterns. With a novel, I usually have to read it twice, sometimes three times. And particularly if it's a powerful novel, if it's incredibly well written, if it's dense, then maybe a fourth time, which might take years to complete it. Maybe that's understandable with a novel because when you get to the end, you know how all the actions and parts and pieces of the novel have built to that end. But you don't know it the first time around. You may suspect it, but you don't know it. And the second time you read it, then all of those connections make a lot more sense. And if I read it a third time, then they really make sense, and I start asking even more interesting questions about the plot or the characters or whatever. And I bring all of this up because I find it such an interesting observation here in the age of Instagram and swipe left. It's almost as though social media and the way we consume, particularly photography these days, is geared to prevent consuming with repetition. But yet consuming with repetition, in my life experience anyway, is the way to really get the most out of a piece of artwork, no matter the medium. This is, I think, one of the strongest reasons to have a library in your own home, your own personal collection of work that you liked it enough to buy a book or to subscribe to Lenswork, and to go back and look at work with repetition. Because every time you do, whether it's music or a novel or whatever, as I say, no matter the medium, every time you go back and consume it a second, third, fourth, fifth time, you'll see something or understand something or suspect something or question something that you didn't the first time around. Partly because you have memory of going the first time around, but also, I think, because we are not the same as the person who consumed it for the first time. I've talked, I don't know how many times, about the impact that Wynne Bullock's book had on me when I first saw it in high school. Well, I look at that work differently now than I did back then because I'm not the same person I was when I was in high school. And I'm so glad that I have consumed Wynne Bullock's work and ever so many other photographers with repetition because every time I look at it, there's more to see. There's more to engage with. And my relationship with the work and with the photographer deepens with repetition. So just because you've seen something doesn't mean you've seen it thoroughly. I'll never forget the time my kids were staying with their grandfather over the weekend, and they wanted to watch Star Wars again. And my dad was nonplussed at that. He couldn't believe it. He says, but you've seen it. You saw it the last time you were here. And they said, yeah, but we want to see it again. And he just couldn't get it into his mind that someone might want to watch a movie twice because you already know how it turned out. But of course, what's missing in that train of thought are all the details and the subtleties and the connections that we didn't make the first time around for one reason or another. Clearly, not every piece of artwork is going to be valuable enough to consume over and over and over again. But the work that does connect with you at least more deeply than normal, that's the work you probably should go back and spend some more time looking at again and again, and why it is that the best artwork we never get tired of.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.